Slivers of Moonlight, Part 2 of Sing Praises to the Sky by Dr. Jasley, read by Sinner XX. The wind shudders through the barren tree branches. The moon's high up in the sky. She's full and magnificent in all of her glory. Gerard's sitting at the base of a tree, watching Frank nip at Mikey's heels. His brother's just standing still, with a barely there, bemused expression gracing his face. Gerard wishes they could be like this forever. No worries, no obsessions tugging them to some messy end. Frank makes a happy little yelp and barrels into Mikey. The two of them crash to the forest floor, in an ungraceful heap of pale limbs and scruffy fur. Gerard laughs. He's glad Mikey has someone. Really, he is. Sometimes, though, it's evident just how much of a third wheel he's become, and it makes him feel guilty. It's his own fault. If he hadn't been out after curfew, then neither of them would be fucking vampires, and poor Frank wouldn't have had to leave his pack. There's nothing to be done about that. Not now, anyways. Gerard sighs and watches as Wolf Frank lazily curls up in his brother's lap. Sometimes the two of them look too sweet together, soul bond or no soul bond, and it's weird. The wind changes directions, and Frank lifts his head from Mikey's lap for a moment, only to jump up to his feet the next. He makes one impatient yip before bounding off through the underbrush of the forest. Mikey follows first, and Gerard finds himself bringing up the rear. Frank stopped next to the little pool he likes to retreat to when Gerard and Mikey have to hunt, and he doesn't have the heart to watch. Lying limp at the water's edge is a body, skin pale in the moonlight. Frank makes a slight woof of a sound and nudges the body. It stirs, and suddenly Gerard's staring into confused brown eyes. The guy's young, perhaps Frank's age, if not younger, and he's shivering slightly. He's only clad in a pair of dark breeches, and when he twists around, Gerard catches a glimpse of stubby silver wings. Only the moon children are graced with wings, their mother's gift to them for helping humanity. Some religions call them angels, while others disregard them as nothing more than bedtime stories for the young and infirm. Gerard must have been caught staring because the guy turns towards the pool and reaches one shaky hand back in the direction of his wings. He goes off balance and splashes into the pool. Gerard doesn't make a conscious move, but with the tick of the next second, he's at the guy's side, helping him out of the silvery-tinged water. The guy's shaking in his arms, and Mikey takes off his long coat and drapes it around the guy. The stubs of his jaggedly cut wings pull the fabric at the back in unusual ways, and for the first time in months, Gerard itches for charcoals and parchment. The guy's fingers clench into Gerard's clothing hard and cling to him tightly. Frank's making worried yipping noises, and Mikey trails his fingers through Frank's glossy fur coat to calm him down. The moon casts her silvery shadow over them, and Gerard starts to hum underneath his breath. It's a song he learned from Frank's pack when they were all several years younger than this, back when they had little to no worries following them around. The hours start to rush on towards daylight, and the moon child is finally asleep in Gerard's arms. It's not hard carrying him back to the little cabin tucked away in the forest. For once, Frank doesn't try to trip him up, and for that, Gerard's grateful. When they get to the cabin, the world's silent within the wooden walls. No birdsong chirping to embrace the soon-to-awaken sun. He tries to set the moon child on the pallet, but the guy clings to Gerard like some type of trained tree monkey. Instead of fighting it, he climbs onto the pallet and curls against the moon child. He's not possibly comforting enough after everything that's happened, but hopefully he's better than nothing. Out of the corner of his eye, Gerard watches Frank shift back into human form, Mikey kissing him soundly before leading the two of them to the other edge of the pallet. It's cramped with the four of them sharing the pallet, but Frank needs the support after a night of shifting, so they'll make do. He falls asleep to the sound of two steady heartbeats and the solid presence of his brother nearby. Hopefully they can figure out everything later. Right now, they all need the rest.